Hey guys, I'm Cliff from Capes and Scowls. Today I will be ruining another comic book. With me I have...
I'm Tim.
And Olivia.
And last time we ruined the beloved book Infinity Gauntlet. This time we're going to ruin Geoff Johns' The Flash Rebirth. So we're going to continue that story. I know there's more that follows it, but we're going to pretend there's a sequel to it. And see if we can ruin The Flash Rebirth, which is... bringing Barry Allen back from the dead and getting rid of Wally West as the Flash.
Right, and just so you're clear, if you're not a Flash reader, we don't mean the Rebirth event itself. It is a miniseries called Flash Rebirth.
Right. So in Flash Rebirth, if you haven't read it, Barry just shows back up. No memories, or fake memories, isn't sure why he's back. And... the story progresses, then would move on to Flashpoint. But we're going to pretend that this event continues and see how we can ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
So, the general idea is, so Barry disappeared in 1989-ish, 88, 89, 90, that time frame, and then just showed back up in 2009.
Best death in comics.
A long one, too.
Very long one.
Makes it important and mean something.
Correct.
You know, look into that now, comic book people. Keep people dead.
Yeah.
Keep the characters dead. It means something.
Have no characters. Kill them all off.
Right. So, we had Wally West become and take over the mantle of Flash for a really long run.
Yep. 20 plus years.
So, what we're going to do is just get rid of Barry Allen like they got rid of Wally West. So, Wally, for no reason given, no closure, nothing, just stops being the Flash after Rebirth. He's just gone. So what if after this, for no reason whatsoever, just Barry's not there anymore?
Can we have it like he stubs his toe or something and he has to retire?
Yeah.
Yeah, so something really, okay, something really mundane.
Really lame.
All right. To play off our Sparkle Dart Dippin' Dot stealing from.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not sure what that is, listen to the other one.
Oh, Dippin' Dot.
So, all right, yeah, so... stubbing a toe would be good, because he's a runner. When you stub your toe, it hurts to run
a
lot. Or he gets, like, some serious shin splints.
Ooh,
like,
yes.
Like, he just had enough running.
You're evil.
He didn't, like, run enough in the Speed Force or whatever. Like, he wasn't training.
Right.
Enough, and now
that he's,
so he kind of
let himself
like,
go?
In, like, regular reality, like, he really got out of shape. So
the story's just Barry being a regular human being with regular problems.
And it just really swollen ankles, just really bad. Everything that could possibly go wrong from the knee down.
He's exceptionally flat-footed, broken arches.
His arches are garbage.
Some plantar fasciitis.
Cool. Gonna have to Google that one.
He's developed webbed toes, which can lead to problems while running.
It actually gives him flight, but not for long.
You know, stubbing his toe is what really, like, threw it over the edge.
Right, because he had bad running form after that to compensate for the pain.
And once he couldn't run anymore, Iris leaves him.
Of course.
Yeah. Iris can't take it. She's like, you're just a shell of the man you used to be.
Right, you used to be famous.
Yeah. And she runs off with Reverse Flash.
Oh. I think it would be better if she...
she runs off with somebody more ridiculous?
Somebody closer to home like, Jay.
Jay Garrick?
Wow.
She leaves.
Yeah.
She's got to stay with a good guy, Flash. Mm. Keep the fame, you know?
Sure. She likes to wear the helmet, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, okay. So now Iris is gone.
Iris is gone.
She ran off with Jay.
The Justice League has given up on Barry because obviously he's pointless.
It's like, hey, we'd like to help you, but you suck.
Right.
So we're gonna talk to Wally.
And from not using his Speed Force powers, they slowly go away. So he can't even use like the brain part of them, where he could read a lot of books really quick and become this. He just slowly loses his Speed Force powers.
So he's like a human sloth.
Yeah.
Cool. Take that, Barry. Alright, so then Wally will become...
yeah, so he'll see Wally take over the mantle of Flash, get all the fame, Justice League, be the most important character in all of DC, arguably,
from a
writer's side. Is, you know, take the place of Barry being the heart of the Justice League. Without him, you know, what are they?
Now Wally's the heart, the mind. He's the soul. Everything. He's got it all on lock.
So we got Barry brought back in a really, really cool manner.
Yeah. Super cool.
And just stubbed his toe and it all went downhill from there.
No, yeah. Just flat-footed, webbed-footed. The shin splints.
He kind of takes like the, like, stealing from Marvel, like the demon in a bottle kind of like... Mm. I could see Barry ending up like just really like downtrodden.
So let's take this just a little further. What happens to Barry now? So Barry's, let's say he's wheelchair bound, like he can't even get up now. He's put on a lot of pounds. He's not healthy. What does he end up doing as a profession?
Wait, what did he do before? Oh, he's like forensic scientist.
Forensic, yeah.
So something related to that, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's like I don't know. Like a bookkeeper.
All right. As a librarian?
I don't know.
Because like, I'm thinking like the Speed Force helped with him with everything. Sure. Made him smarter than he would have normally have been. Just in general. Not using like the Speed Force brain power.
Right.
So like above intelligence. Like genius. Like borderline genius level. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming he's dropped like 20 or 30 IQ points since he's lost it. So like he's not doing the forensic stuff anymore. So like, yeah, like Dewey Decimal System. He's just putting things in number order.
Oh, man.
He's just an organizer?
Yeah.
Glorified organizer?
And okay. When he's at home, he watches, like, Game Show Network, and he just kind of, like, does, like,
he's got
crosswords.
He's
trying to get
real into Judge Judy.
He loves Judge Judy. Does he write her fan mail?
In divorce court.
Oh, nice.
Judge Joe Brown.
They do come back to back. Joe Brown ain't taking none of this crap.
He's got like a reclinable lazy boy.
His wheelchair is a reclinable lazy boy?
Yeah. Because
the Justice League felt bad for him. So it's just turned into like a pity thing from their side.
Such a pity party. They feel bad that they couldn't help him. I mean, in a world of cyborg parts and all this stuff, you know, they're like,
they couldn't cure the shin splints.
No, they were severe.
The plantar fasciitis, the stubbed toe.
Still gotta Google that.
Like real bad hammer toe.
Oh.
And bunions.
Ooh.
Ingrown toenails.
And, oh, yeah, they're sticking out the front of his toe.
Oh, man. He shaves them down every morning and they grow back.
Like, really bad calluses.
Mm. And all he's doing is seeing all these people that he used to be friends with succeed. And he's almost turning into like a really, really shitty supervillain.
So he goes villain. What is his end game? Is it to make everybody as lame as he is? Or is it to actually achieve some sort of goal?
No, I think it's just to make everybody as lame as he is.
So how do you make people that lame?
Lots of uneven sidewalks.
Oh, he's going to mess with the sidewalks.
He wants everyone to stub their toe.
It's a good plan because that ruins the cities. They have to try to fix all of these.
It's a mundane problem.
It's a really slow plan, but like, I swear it's a good one.
It's like eats up taxpayer dollars.
Right, and you know they're not putting money out for infrastructure.
No, how could they?
So, like, potholes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every like, segment of sidewalk is uneven.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So it's just, it's frustrating for everyone. Like, that's like a real, like, next level long game plan.
It's really long. Nobody goes to Central City anymore. It's a ghost town.
Right.
And it's just him in the center.
Feels a former shred of proudness like he used to, that he's ruined what made him famous and then took it all away from him.
So once he pretty much has the town to himself because no one wants to be there, does it fade to black? Does he get his comeuppance? What is the end fate?
I feel like he ends up with a dog.
A dog?
Like, he found a dog to keep him company.
Okay. The dog's clearly more super than he is. It's just
he's like a lazy dog.
Oh, so they were made for each other.
Like, matches his mentality.
Oh.
It's like a beagle whose entire underside rubs the sidewalk as he walks.
Does he put it on a skateboard so that
no,
they
can
wheel?
No, he can't afford the skateboard.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
It's a series of paper towel rolls that he has to set in front of the beagle.
Oh. So. Okay.
Okay.
It's like old school building cities of stone and stuff. You got it. Okay, sure.
Because that's really inconvenient.
That makes perfect sense. That dog's going to move so slow. But the dog loves him.
Right.
And he loves that dog.
Yeah, that's all he's got left.
Yeah, it's just not much of a life.
He can't really take him out for walks or anything.
Take him out for a drag? Well, I like that. That's a terrible way to ruin Flash Rebirth. I can't wait to draw this.
So, guys, that's been our ruining Flash Rebirth, another beloved story. If you have any ideas of what ones you want us to ruin, tweet at us. I'm at HyperHippo.
Yeah, I'm at Matt_dog_Tim.
I'm at Swahili Love.
Email us at capesandscalespodcast.com.
At gmail.com. Or you could find our email address at what he just said.
Yeah.
.com.
.com. Yes. .com. Go to the website. Comment things.
I'm going to get that.
Like, share, and subscribe to our video. Let us know what you want us to do.
Check out other stuff we're going to have up soon. We're going to have cool stuff up. Coffee stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it isn't up already. Coffee.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah.
And check out that Infinity Gauntlet video, because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Tim does wonderful drawings to represent all of these.
Just like the ones you just watched. I drink heavily, and then I just draw, save, erase, until I've done it 50 times, and I hate myself.
But it turns out to be comedy gold.
People seem to like it. So until they don't.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Bye.